Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Thursday to you. I am Woodsy, and we are Ben and Woods, and we are very excited today. It's a big day here on the Ben and Woods program. Huge day, as a matter of fact. One of my favorite days of the year. Explain in a moment. As I mentioned, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good.
The excitement.
It's palpable. You can cut the tension with a knife in here this morning.
And yet, it was weird because I thought about it. Typically, when we have something we're really, really looking forward to on the show or excited about, we'll promote it.
Correct.
Like, hey, it's that time of year. You're not going to want to miss this.
I did on Twitter.
Okay, good.
A little bit. Yeah, we'll talk about this in a moment. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He's going to be very uncomfortable with this segment.
I always am.
You always are.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah,
corn tub.
Well, corn tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the corn tub.
Yeah, I saw you tweeted last night.
Did you peruse the list before the show?
I did.
You did? Okay, okay.
And I had the same reaction that I always do. We can't talk about this.
Yes,
and yet
we can.
Somehow we end up doing it anyway.
Well, our boss put on a GIF of a guy turning on the radio. And so he said, tomorrow. And I go, all right, well, if he's in, then I'm in. Now, if you have little ears listening, make sure that they're not.
We'll give you a warning.
Yeah, here's your warning. I'll give you a 5-second warning. 1, Mississippi. 2, Mississippi. 3, Mississippi. 4, Mississippi. 5, Mississippi. Mississippi actually didn't make the list here on the corn tub. Year in review, United States top relative searches. Terms searched more often in each state when compared to all others. Now, I need to make this very, very clear as well. We are not here to kink shame anyone. We are here to kink laugh, I would say, and that which is not shame. Kink laugh, kink wonder, and in many of these cases, kink appreciate. 100%
oh,
kink
yeah.
appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Like my beloved people in Connecticut, I feel you. I feel you.
Now, keep in mind, now just statistically, because this is where my brain goes.
Yes.
Comparative, as you said, describe it again, the comparative.
Terms searched more often in each state when compared to all others.
So when compared to all others. So that doesn't mean necessarily that everybody in this state is searching for these things. It means like in most states, only 2% of people are searching for it. But in this state, 5% of people are searching for it.
Correct.
So comparatively, this state leans more in this direction than others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I just don't
want
people to be afraid to go
to go somewhere.
Illinois or something like, oh, I can't go to Illinois anymore.
I think I'm staying out of Ohio, to be honest. Maybe forever.
We're going to Illinois next year.
We are going to Illinois next year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, yeah, this is, as Carlos said, this is a kink-friendly zone. Because, again, I share many of these proclivities. Many, many of these I looked and I went, oh, yeah, I've done that. Guilty as charged. California, great place for me to be. Connecticut, spent a lot of time there growing up. How do you want to do this?
I don't want to do this. I think I've been very clear every year. I don't want to do it at all.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have you read some of them. Now, some of them we can't read.
No,
some
of them not even close.
There is no way. There's no way.
Do you need me to print a map, Ben?
No, I've got it right here.
Of course you do. Connecticut, by the way. You read it. Connecticut. You read the safe ones.
Feet worship. Fine.
Ding. How about Delaware?
Delaware. Where is Delaware? It's always this. No, can't read that
yes,
one.
Yes, you can.
I cannot read
yes,
that
can.
One.
You can.
You may not want to,
you
but you can.
Can. You can absolutely.
I'll say it starts with nipple. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, baby bottles have nipples. Nipple is not a bad word.
Yeah, what do you do on those nipples to get the milk out? How do you get the milk out of a nipple?
You suck on a nipple.
Thank you very much. Okay. New York. Dominican.
Okay. Dominican.
Sugar them jugs.
They're just interested in, Fernando Tatis Jr. and
right.
Manny Machado and the WBC probably coming
I'm going to ask you one more time. don't make any sports references. Not one single sports reference is allowed in this. If you get a sports reference, I get to kick you in the shin. Vermont, you have a problem. In Vermont, I don't understand why.
Yes, this was weird.
Why would someone go to corntub.com and type in the word ever, jockstrap?
I thought we said no sports
That's
references.
That's not a sports reference.
You just made a sports reference.
Why?
I don't know.
One thing I didn't do is go through and type some of this stuff in and see what exists, right? Because some of it I've already done. I don't get Rhode Island. Caught. Maybe caught in the act?
I think so. Yeah.
Caught, okay. Yeah. I could see that.
Sleeping on a cot? No.
It's not C-O-T.
It's just a guy sleeping in an office on a cot.
Picture of army barracks.
Yeah. No king-size mattress for me. I just want a cot.
Now, as you may or may not have guessed, the people of Washington, D.C. are a little bit out there. That's one that we can't really say.
No.
New Jersey, Googled Jewish. So, all right. See it? Maryland, Googled, not Googled, corn-tubbed, Nigerian. That's what they went with. West Virginia, I thought would go against the grain. You know, their grain that makes up their entire population and go against it. I thought it would be like fancy.
I guess you like what you know.
I guess you like what you know. But yeah, it's
it just says
redneck.
Don't be a cliche, West Virginia.
Yeah, don't be a cliche. Ohio, you can't say.
No.
You just can't.
No.
Read Michigan for me, Ben.
I don't know what that means. That's the only one that in other years there's been more terms that I've been a little confused by.
Can I tell you if you trust me to say that you can say it on the radio?
I can.
Yeah, 100%.
Hog. What?
Oh, I just tricked you.
No, I didn't. Well, no. I mean, you know, like passion orange guava juice.
No.
That's not that pog.
P-A-W-G.
I'm no idea.
99% sure it stands for pretty ass white girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Plump ass white girl?
Yeah, closer.
Well, turn the mic off. Oh, pH.
pH fat.
Oh, like fat ass white girl. Why didn't they call it fog?
It's P, not a...
It's pH fat.
F.
Wisconsin. Sloppy. And Illinois, which we will be going to in...
This is the one that disturbed me probably the most of the whole list.
In June. Again, not here at King Shame.
No, but a little bit.
Or
on
body
this
shame.
One.
Or body shame. Yeah. Hairy armpits.
Mm.
Not a fan. Not even a little bit. But again, that's my thing.
How about Nevada?
That's...
I didn't even notice.
They have the same one every year. Every year. Nevada's most often searched term comparatively just says Vegas or Las Vegas.
So someone's a little full of themselves in their own state.
Read Louisiana for us.
Thick
with two C's.
Right.
All in. New Mexico, I don't understand. Real wife is all it says, as opposed to your fake wife. Colorado is Native American. I've never searched that before. I think I would feel bad about that. Oregon, you're sick. You're sick in the head.
Not just grandmas.
No, if you live in Oregon, you're sick. You're a sick, sick person Googling horny grandma, okay?
We haven't even...
Your son just moved to Washington. How proud you must be.
That's one we're not talking about.
I don't know how you say it. Remember that they say when a pirate would get his leg cut off, they would call him a what?
A peg leg.
That's right. No. So you can extrapolate from that. That's the number. That's what they're looking at up in Washington, where your son, again, just moved. California, Latina amateur. Guilty as charged.
Probably contributed.
Alaska, they went with big women.
Hawaii's was funny.
Hawaii went with American.
American.
You are American.
It's Hawaii, right?
You are American. Pennsylvania, another weird one. Maybe. Again, not weird. Weird's the wrong word here. Puffy nipples.
Is that like a puffy jacket?
Puffy nipples. Can you say Missouri on the air?
I was going to say the whole the Midwest.
The
is
Midwest.
Just,
you guys are so
out of control.
You're out of your mind. It's because you've been cooped up, freezing cold temperatures, flat lands.
No bodies of water.
No bodies of water.
And relax.
Yes, nothing. Boner. This is all they looked at in Missouri. And all right, what they haven't given us is the demographics, right? So I know that there are women that...
You got to just keep scrolling, man.
They They did?
Yeah. It's like a 50-page...
Oh, I thought it was one page.
No.
All I got was a tweet.
You just looked at the cover sheet.
Oh. Yeah,
you didn't look at the entire report.
Where can I find the whole report?
Google it. Just type in the website.
On my work computer.
And then year in review. This is work. I mean, fortunately for us.
How did I miss this whole thing?
The whole thing.
I got the first graphic.
I can tell you the most.
All right, so how many men, how many women? Does it say?
Let's see. I said there's a lot to sift through here.
I was like, man, we're coming to the end of this thing here. It turns out we're just getting to the beginning. Horny grandma, by the way.
The average time spent on this website on CornTub was in the United States 10 minutes and 14 seconds.
Okay. Average time spent. Great.
Per visit.
Yeah.
Per visit.
Average time per visit.
That's way short.
Trying to find like individual demographics here.
I can't find.
Here we go. All right, what did you want?
Oh, here we go. All right, insights. Man, they really do a good job with this.
I can tell you, like, the top category for each generation.
Men versus women. Okay, here we go.
Like, boomers.
Yeah.
The brunette category surged in the last year.
Makes sense.
Can't say any of Gen X's. That's my generation.
That's your generation. That's my generation.
No,
you're not Gen X.
You're not Gen X. You're
35.
Too young.
No, you're not Gen X.
This says Gen X is 35. I'm a millennial. I don't know.
You're a millennial.
It says 35 to 54 for Gen X.
All right.
Gen Z is into partying.
Okay.
Those videos.
In the United States, 29% female visitors as opposed to 71% male visitors. Now, if you go to the Philippines and Argentina... And Philippines and Argentina, women actually search it more than men. Colombia is right around tied. Mexico's right around tied. But in the United States, the propensity is definitely towards men. But the women shooting up year by year. Age demographics. The average age is 38 years old. Okay. 18 to 24 is still leading the charge. 27% of all searches. How old are we, Ben? We are 50.
Correct.
So we're in the purple. We have 1% increase this year, up 14%. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Top relative categories by generation. Gen Z is actually putting in their vertical video. You absolute weirdos. Looking for, make sure it's vertical. At our age, we're like, make sure there's a boob in it. Okay? No. It's got to be vertical. And it's got to be in 2700 HD or something. Gen X. We like the compilations. We like role playing. Feet. Blonde. Can't read the next one. Threesome.
Ooh.
Boomers. Good
a
God.
A threesome would be fun.
You can't.
The boomers are.
I can't read any of the boomers at all, except for vintage. That's the only word I can say.
What I've been able to learn today is if you have any boomers from the Midwest in your life,
get them out.
They are perverted.
And get them out.
You need to get out of their life.
Get them out.
Yeah.
North County Chris says, can we do all 4 hours on this topic? I would.
We could.
I would think it would be fascinating. Gonzo says, you guys know you're still on the radio, not just talking to yourself. I forget. I do forget sometimes. You've gotten very quiet. What's making you so uncomfortable?
Well,
I need you to engage here.
I can't search anything on my computer because Channel 10 owns my laptop, so I'm not even going there at all, so I'm just waiting
Odyssey owns this computer.
I'm waiting for you to go to whatever direction you need to go to here.
I'm going to need your help here, though.
Yeah, just let me know what you want me to say.
Did we miss any of the good ones from the States? I apologize because I didn't know.
I
I didn't know there were all these insights. I just saw the one thing.
That's why I was kind of like, you just kind of jumped into this, and I'm like, how are we doing? There's a lot to...
Most search terms of 2024. Hentai, number one.
Yeah.
Always a classic, number two. MILF, always classic. Big ass was up there. Anime, Japanese, Latina, Asian. Stepmom, threesome. Big T's.
Do you want to know the exact time in 2025,
yes,
the highest point of traffic for this website?
Ooh,
worldwide.
10:45 a.m.
Like, specific,
I have the hour and the date,
really,
of the highest traffic in the world.
Hmm.
Can't even say what the joke that they made, but it was 11 p.m. on January 5th, 2025.
11 p.m. January 5th, 2025.
That was the busiest time.
Am I missing something?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that was the busiest time it was all year.
Is there a reason behind that?
Not that I'm aware of. Least popular day to be on that website?
It was a Sunday night. Everyone coming back, getting ready to come back
for the new year. I was wondering if it was Monday. Yeah. Was that Monday the first day of the year?
Okay. Yeah. Sixth was kind of, if you took the first, second, and third off, like the previous week, like we did. We came back on the 6th.
We did. So Sunday night was like, hey.
That was what I was curious. Yeah.
New year starts tomorrow. New year, same me. Right?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
The most popular day of the week over the course of the year was Sunday. There we go.
Disagreed.
Least popular day, Thursday.
Disagreed. What's today?
Thursday.
The highest on average throughout the week, highest traffic time was 11 p.m. on Sunday nights, and then the lowest traffic time was 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
This is where it's getting really weird. I was looking at 24, by the way. This is top gaining categories in 25.
Again, I was not following anything that you were saying.
It's okay.
Earlier.
It's all right. Top gaining category in the year 2025, as searched in CornTub, was podcast.
That had the most growth.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Radio. Dying, right? We're not even in the top 10 anymore. Imagine searching radio. Number two.
Radio talk show.
Number two, gaming. And number three, vertical video.
Very millennial.
Number four, parody. Okay, I could see that. Fetish. Then role play. Cosplay. Feet. Big player. POV. Yeah, makes sense. Categories viewed the longest. Massage. 7 minutes and 33 seconds. Categories viewed the shortest. Vertical video. That must really work. Must really work.
Save all that time turning your phone the other way.
Yeah. Saves you so much time. Men's favorites, Japanese, MILF, mature. Yeah, this is fantastic. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Ben and Wood Show, we're sociologists. That's what I tell my wife. I'm a sociologist. I like to, you know, look at the human form. I want to learn as much as I can about our whole life is ratings and demographics and things like that. And I will remind you guys, our demographics are adults 25-54. So if this is a bit of a mature topic for you, well, that's the demographic that we're going
through. I was surprised that you were surprised that Sunday night was the big player during the week and Thursday was not. I think
Sunday night is
a lot of people need to store up their energy for a while, like have a nice relaxing weekend before you have enough vim and vigor on Sunday to finally do something about it. By Thursday, you're exhausted from days of work and you don't have the energy to do anything about it and go visit CornTub.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. You've got a good job where you still feel refreshed on Thursday and not worn out by the work week.
I mean, we're talking, that's Sunday. How do you get away with that on a Sunday? Your whole family's there?
It's 11 p.m., so they're all asleep.
It's 11 p.m. on Sunday?
That's the peak time, yeah.
I've been gone for hours at that point. No chance. Well, they never disappoint.
I was surprised to see that the most searched actor was a man.
Jelly roll. No.
No.
Just wait. Wait till next year.
It was a male was number one, followed by a bunch of very pretty women.
Okay. This is great. This is great. Okay. Well, there it is. That's your year in review.
Bunch of degenerates out there.
Sometimes. Some of you are, some of your states are, I would be really, really concerned. Washington.
Massachusetts just said sweaty.
Sweaty. I could get behind it. Right? Like, oh, you just got finished with a...
I mean, if you're doing it right, that's sweaty, probably where you should end up at some point.
A sweaty workout. Okay. Steve,
good stuff.
I think we've made Steve blush. He said, after all this talk, I'm out. Well, I know what you're going to do. You don't have to tell me you're offended. I know exactly what you're going to go do right now. Look how uncomfortable he is. It's not like it's your first day.
You said like six words today.
It's literally. I really needed your help on this thing. I thought maybe we could play password with all of the the different ones, and I would try to get you to say. You know, your appendages. What grows under your appendages? It's fantastic stuff. I wait for it all year.
You do.
It's really good. Really, really good. And if I find any more interesting numbers throughout the show, I will let you guys know.
Fair enough.
You done?
I'm surprised you didn't do the full research. You just jumped right in.
It's not that I didn't do it. I saw the tweet come out, and it was just the graphic of the states. And I was like, oh, okay, then I got everything I need. Apparently, I did not. I could have been much better prepared for this.
All right, shall we move on?
Apparently.
All right, we will...
if we must.
We will change the topic. You can let the little ears back, and we can talk some baseball coming up. There was a big move made moments after our show ended yesterday, but the Padres finished the winter meetings quietly. Is something
crickets,
still
man.
Brewing? Ben and Woods certainly made some... I would say some waves in the land of the New York Mets yesterday.
Well, what happened to us is exactly why we don't do stuff like this. It's exactly why you
100%.
Don't. It's why
we
you
talked
don't
about
do
it with the Ed Orgeron clip yesterday.
That's right. And we talked about this as, hey, beep, beep, beep. This is wild speculation. Beep, beep, beep. This is also something I heard might have some legs. And then what they forget is at 9 o'clock, I came back with the source that said, I've talked to the Mets. They're not doing this. And they shut that. It was Francisco Lindor, Mason Miller, Xander Bogaerts, perhaps. And that made its way and literally, I think, started trending. So here we go.
Adam's happy, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Trending yesterday. We'll tell you all about it coming up. Set the menu for the Thursday edition of Ben and Woods. Ever a lot of people out there tired on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to get you to 10 o'clock this morning. Ben Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic with Kelly Danick, but first.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
I search 7 Mile Casino occasionally on my computer.
Absolutely.
If you haven't checked it out yet, you can find some details about San Diego's best, closest card room right off the 5 freeway in Chula Vista. And when I say right off the 5 freeway, you can see it from the freeway. I've driven past it. I had driven past it before I went in. Didn't really know what was inside. Was blown away the first time I walked in the doors and go, this place is fantastic.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's nice and cool in there, so you don't get sweaty at all. You can sit and play your cards. Play your cards right. Never know what could happen at 7 Mile Casino. It's a smoke-free environment as well. Really, really fantastic place to just, if you just want to go meet a buddy for a beer, you can do that as well. Got a great patio, looks out over the bay. Looks to be another already. See the sun coming up. Should be another perfect day. Great place for lunch. Give it a shot today. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
You want to search a little Kung Pao chicken? You can find it on the 24/7 players menu. It's available any time of the day. When I say 24/7, I mean 24/7, and we've got Saturday and Sunday just around the corner, the weekend brunch at Sammy's inside 7 Mile, voted the best in the South Bay. So you
searches
got,
for Sammy's trend 200% surge last year.
Apparently, if you've got family in town, take them to brunch and then stick around to play some great cards, friendly dealers, comfortable chairs. It is light. It is airy. It is clean. It is the place you want to play. It is our place. It is 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Here's what we've got coming up this morning on Ben and Woods. We'll talk about, wrap up the baseball winter meetings here shortly, and then get into last night's San Diego State game, probably at 7 o'clock. They did win, if you missed it, 89-71 over Lamar. Solid performance offensively. Again, defensively, Aztecs are not looking like the Aztecs this season, but we can discuss it coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. It is a throwback Thursday. Paulie's got clips for us as well. And then we will have our regular features, Don't Do This, Real or Fake, chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, no musical trivia knowledge necessary, our biggest fan announcement at 9 o'clock, our Rindle Report, our NFL threesome at 9:20 this morning as well, and guest-wise at 9:35, we will welcome in Woods' replacement. Not on this show. You're not going anywhere on this show.
Scare me for a minute. Who is
it? Your replacement with the San Diego Seals. Their
Big
new
day.
Public address announcer, one Derek Togerson
Big
from
day.
NBC7 here in San Diego. And he will make his debut on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock when the Seals have their home opener this weekend.
Man, what a nice way to break in on a Sunday afternoon instead of like a Friday or Saturday night. I think the place is going to be packed. I think there's going to be a lot of people there. It feels different, doesn't it? A Sunday afternoon game to you know, get your feet wet, your first time PA. I'll never forget the first game, man. Just a wreck. Just a wreck. You know, it's funny, too. I was looking at the schedule, and I was like, I would have missed this game for my kids. Like, I would have missed their games. And I go, I 100% made the right choice. 100%.
Now, not to make it awkward at all, but for those who know the history of our program, way back at the very beginning, before Ben and Woods, Ben and Paul were working at the Mighty 1090. That was early in, 2018, Paulie?
Sorry, say that one more time.
When we were working together at the Mighty 1090, early in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I had been a fill-in replacement for the old host, the one that we always replace, wherever we go. And they were pairing me with various different co-hosts, probably about seven or eight different people.
Is that
cycled
right?
In.
That many
people?
Oh,
yeah.
It was you and me for Christmas break.
Yeah.
Like, you and I did like 3 or 4 shows that Christmas to New Year's week, and then New Year's Day rolled around, and like our first day back to work, and homeboy decided to tell everybody then that he wasn't coming back, so Ben got the call, hey, can you come in and host today?
Came here to this studio, which they allegedly built for him.
Yeah.
And so we
did that for
couple months, and they kept bringing in different co-hosts. I don't even
Vince
remember.
Vince Glenn, Burt Grossman.
Yes.
What? I didn't know any of this.
Yeah. There was different co-hosts almost every week, and then eventually we kind of settled into a regular Ben and Derek Togerson show, and that went on for like 3 weeks or so, or a month. And it seemed like we were heading toward that was
going to
be the new path. That was going to be the new morning show until, you know, one day I got called into the office of Mike Shepard, and I was asked, you know Stephen Woods? And you were on the phone, on speakerphone. I didn't even know that at the time. Oh, sorry, it's Glickenhouse. That's right. And I said, no, but I'm willing to meet him, and we met. And
rest is history.
And the rest is history, but Derek was kind of just left out there. And I felt a little bad for him at the time. He was very excited and enthusiastic.
I didn't, actually.
I know you
didn't.
At all. Well, you didn't. You weren't there. You didn't have to see his, you know, face in the mornings when they made that decision. I'm glad they made the decision. No offense to Derek. Obviously, I've been very happy the last almost 8 years here with you.
He got his comeuppance, though, because he's got my gig now at
now
the
he
Seal.
Does.
So, yeah, there you go.
So
it all evens out.
We will have Derek on the program at 9:35 this morning
to
talk about the Seals.
I'm excited. I'm excited for him. I think he's a great fit. And I will absolutely miss being around the team this year, but not at the expense of missing
You were saying you may go to the game.
I think I'm going to go someday, yeah. We're supposed to have a game that day for Bo's team, but it's tentative right now, but I think either way we're going to go. I can't remember if it's a 2 or 3, but we're going to go down and see the boys. It'll be the first time I've ever actually watched them play at home and not been in the box, so it'll be a little bit odd, but love those guys, man. Love that organization. Root hard for them. Huge fan.
They're already 1-0. They won their first game on the road at Ottawa, so they're trying to go 2-0 as they host, I believe, Rochester this weekend. Yep. Always a good team,
Always a good team, man. Always a battle.
All right, so but let's start with the baseball talk and why we were at the center of an internet firestorm in Queens yesterday. We'll do that after a check of traffic with Sue Aller here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, do you feel bad at all about, you know, the way things went down yesterday? Because I don't think you should, but as you said, we don't often...
Nothing happened.
We don't often stir the pot in terms of rumors.
I wasn't trying to.
You could. I mean, you absolutely get enough tips and hot, juicy rumors that we could do that almost every single day.
Yeah.
Right? I heard this, that, you know, might be working on that. You know, most of these deals, as we talked about yesterday, don't come to fruition. AJ Preller himself said 99% of what I work on doesn't happen. But think about what he must be working on that doesn't happen.
Yeah, so it was just a deduction on my part at first. It was just a deduction, a logical deduction. So when I see the news coming out of New York, the alleged friction in the Mets clubhouse, you know, Soto maybe involved, Lindor maybe involved, Nimmo is already gone, waived his no trade clause to get out. You start putting two and two together. Then you get to the winter meetings, and AJ Preller is, quote unquote, working on a big deal that would rival that of Juan Soto.
Right.
Now Francisco Lindor is in that echelon, in my opinion. I recalled a time that he cornered me at spring training and said, looked me dead in the eye and goes, just wait till I get Francisco Lindor. And it's always stuck with me. And at the time I laughed because I thought he was testing me. I think we were a new-ish show and I was wondering, is he telling me this to see if I will run right to the airwaves with it? I did not. And not like he's filled me in on a bunch of scoops later on in life. I probably should have done it that day, but I would have looked foolish then. So I started thinking about it and I went, okay, it's not going to be Tatis. Tatis is not getting traded. It's just not going to happen.
And that was reaffirmed yesterday by AJ Preller.
That's right.
Again and again.
That's right. And so I go, it's not going to be Tatis. Who's got control that the Mets need? They just lost Edwin Diaz. We've got Mason Miller with 4 years of control left. Okay, Miller's going to go to New York in some sort of massive package for Francisco Lindor. Somebody else brought up the Xander Bogaerts thing. And I think I threw it in
just because if you're going to acquire Lindor, we know the Padres don't have unlimited money to spend this offseason.
Correct. You got
to
offset
They can't acquire Lindor without offsetting some money. What would make sense? Well, if you get rid of Lindor, you could use another shortstop, a guy with, you know, East Coast credibility and the ability to play in a big market with the spotlight on him. You know, and Xander Bogaerts makes some sense there. That was kind of just our putting two and two together.
Yeah, so then I wake up, or that night after we talked about it, I get the DM from somebody that says, that actually has some decent legs and is being talked about. And my guess would be maybe a couple of the principals, like Mason Miller and Francisco Lindor. Xander may not have ever been a part of it. He's got a no-trade clause, too. I believe a partial one.
I think both of them have full no trade clauses.
Lindor,
yeah,
and
I think,
and
so.
Xander.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we're, you know, saying, hey, it has legs. This is at 6:30 yesterday. And then at 9 I got a text from a source that said, I'm here. I've been asking about this. The Mets have vehemently denied that. Okay, no problem. Makes sense that they wouldn't do it also, because you have Francisco Lindor. You know, so if you have Lindor and he's your shortstop, then he's your shortstop. But he was really the only name I could think of that would be mentioned in the same breath as a potential Juan Soto blockbuster. Honestly, that's the only one that really made any sense to me at the time.
But someone, I don't think it was Paulie, someone clipped our show talking about it.
I didn't do it.
And it's got the New York Mets fan message boards whatever got a hold of it.
Losing their minds.
Let's be honest. They were already in their feels yesterday.
Big time.
After Pete Alonso signed, right after our show
10-1.
Ended, the news came out that Pete Alonso heading to the Baltimore Orioles on a 5-year, $155 million deal. They had already lost Edwin Diaz. And now this radio show in San Diego is throwing out the possibility that Francisco Lindor could be next. I can understand that they may have had a few people who reacted with some over-the-top emotion about that idea, some of them even taking out their ire on us for suggesting.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that because I don't go looking for it, but I did see it like trending and they were losing their minds a little bit. But hey, man, that's to be expected. We go through it here in San Diego because every year somebody brings up, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. to the Yankees, and let's see if we can get, you know, Nando out in right field and or where would he play? Isn't I guess he'd play like right?
It's always like a random football guy like JT the Brick.
Yeah,
Jason LaConfora. Right.
This is what I'm hearing. Yeah, yeah, JT the Brick. What's that clown been up to? Man, God, I used to go round and round with that dude.
So a little turnabout is fair play. New York's doing it to us all the time, pilfering players from San Diego with
100%.
Absolutely no truth behind it. The tables were turned yesterday where, you know, San Diego threw out something and New York got to react emotionally and get mad about it. Again, yeah, as Wood said, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. It would have been unlikely that both guys could have been convinced
right.
to drop no trade clauses, but you never say never. I mean, you know, players waive no trade clauses all the time, whether it's for extra money or for a situation that they think is advantageous. It doesn't stop general managers from talking about players. Oh, no, I can't talk about him. He has a no-trade clause. They absolutely talk about their players with no-trade clauses with other general managers. Now, it may not get as far down the road because, well, you got to be pretty careful before you then approach the player.
Correct. Hey, we want to trade you.
Dropping his no-trade clause. You have to be pretty confident that you can make it worth their while before you get to that point. So, you know, was there some idle conversations, perhaps, between David Stearns and A.J. Preller? Almost certainly
they've had
a number of conversations, and names like Francisco Lindor have come up because AJ asks about everybody and everybody asks AJ about his star players as well.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one fan base I really don't mind making mad, it's the Mets fan base. There's a few actually, but they're up there. I could not care less. I think, you know, Mets fans are probably pretty down right now. You've lost Nimmo, who was a tried and true drafted by you, developed player that was a bit of a heartbeat kind of guy, heart and soul, eyewash, running down to first all the time guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you loved him. He wanted to stay in New York, but for whatever reason, he's out. You have now lost Pete Alonso, who is another one of those guys. Homegrown, right? Wasn't he homegrown? Was he drafted by the Mets?
Yeah.
Homegrown, developed, 40 home run a year guy. First baseman.
Diaz.
He was kind of corny, but I've come to like and respect Pete Alonso for what he's.
I wish we could have afforded him.
100%. How consistent he's been.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit of a hard-o when he does the home run derby, but hey, man, if that's the worst thing you can say about a guy, big deal.
I'll even go as far as say, I think he would have been a great addition here.
He would be fantastic.
I think we would have liked
him. We would have loved him. So, and then you lose Edwin Diaz, who's another one of your, like, super energetic, like, get the crowd on their feet. He's gone. So Mets fans are already in shambles.
Are they rebuilding?
I think.
But you don't rebuild and sign a guy for $700 million the year before. Ron Darling said it best yesterday. He goes, you've let Pete Alonso walk. Juan Soto's not going to see one strike. He's not going to see one strike. He's going to walk 150 times next year. Juan Soto already walks a lot. He already has a brilliant eye. Why would you throw him anything he could handle? I don't know what they're doing. They should never have gotten Juan Soto if the plan was, we're not going to re-sign Pete, you know, and they literally did not make him an offer. They didn't make him an offer. They said, no, we're not offering you. And last year,
no one made an offer, so they said, all right, we'll take a one-year deal, and we'll bring you back.
Yeah, they did it under duress last year for one year.
Clearly, the Mets, and no one knows Pete Alonso better than the Mets do, didn't feel like he was worth a long-term deal. And I will say, Mets fans, you're certainly allowed to react emotionally. And if a fan favorite left here, we probably feel the same way at the same time.
Favorites?
Honestly, your team had a epic collapse last season.
Epic.
You need to be making some changes. And throwing more money at aging guys, a closer, and a bat
it that, may be
that,
smart.
That has not been able to make the difference for you in the past, I think is smart moves. There's plenty of offseason left. I don't think the Mets are done by a long shot. I don't think Soto is going to be completely unprotected in the lineup. The Mets can make other moves and change the direction of their franchise. They can rebuild around other players. They did add Marcus Semien. I think you should be excited about that if you're a Mets fan. You needed this. Look at the Padres for comparison as a reset. When did they have their big disappointment? 2023. Well, then they went out and traded Juan Soto. After that, they made the playoffs 2 years in a row. It's not the end of the world, Mets fans. Sometimes your team needs to evolve and change. Things get stagnant. You're not going in the right direction. And all you wanted to do was bring everybody back from that team? Does that even make sense? Why are you getting so mad about a team that had a season that you acknowledge was disappointing, horrific and disappointing? And now they're making some changes. Changes always start with getting rid first, and then you add different pieces in. But you first have to make the decisions of which guys you're going to move on from. And the Mets decided to move on from Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso.
My counter to that argument is this. Fine, if you are a team that's not owned by Steve Cohen, right? Pete Alonso, for me, was as much of a no-brainer as Kyle Schwarber was. No-brainer. Who are you going to find to play first base that is going to give you the production that Pete Alonso gave you? Defensively, whatever. He's not great. He's worked on it and he's improved. Who's going to replace him? That's the thing. Is he getting older? Yeah. Is everyone getting older? Yes. Every year, when you have a birthday, you get older. Who is replacing Pete Alonso in the lineup? I know they have time to find it. Who is it? Who's out there? We did this exercise off the air the other day. I go, guys, name five elite first basemen. Because I remember back in the 80s, it would be like, oh, you could start ripping through them. Even the 90s. You get to now, I looked up the list, 10 best first basemen, and you're looking at it going, Paul Goldschmidt, number 10. I mean, you got Vladdy, you got Olsen. You know, you got some good players, certainly. They're not as easy to find. Guys that's going to hit you 40 home runs, it's just not easy. Boy, do we know that here. You know, so I thought when you're owned by Steve Cohen, pay that man. Pay that man. He's not going to hurt you, right? He's not going to bring your team down. In fact, he may do the opposite. I don't look at Pete Alonso as the problem. If you want to look at Edwin Diaz and go, man, he's getting long in the tooth, I'll let the Dodgers overpay for him. Fine. A closer's a closer. You can find another one. But man, I thought if you're Steve Cohen and you own the New York Mets, you stroke that check. I think homegrown guy, you can't let that guy walk. You know, in my opinion, where are you going to replace that production from? Who's out there that you can go get that's going to hit you 40 home runs at first base? Nobody. Nobody that I can think of. Ain't going to be Ryan O'Hearn. You know, it's just not.
For whatever reason, the Mets did not have...
They would kill you in New York for that take, by the way.
Well,
they would kill you. Because the way that it's perceived in New York is what? Oh, cool, we're pinching pennies now. We didn't make that man an offer.
I mean, did it Cohen or Stearns say
I'd be shocked if the Mets were significantly reducing payroll. I don't think that's what Steve Cohen wants to do. They're going to allocate it somewhere else with a player that they think is going to be a better fit for them than Pete Alonso.
Well, go get Kyle Tucker now.
Yeah, they might. Somebody said, hey, listen, Stearns isn't done. He's about to show you how genius he can be. They could be actively trying to trade for Tarek Skubal as well, as far as we know, actively. And if they do that, great. That's fantastic. That's a one-year rental, you know, but they could actively be working that. I'm trying to think of the best remaining free agents on the market right now, and none of them are as good as Pete Alonso as far as what you're going to get power-wise. And again, if Steve Cohen's my owner, I'm like, bro, pay him. If he's a total bust for 5 years, you'll be fine.
Right.
Those guys, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and their new spendthrift ways, it just doesn't compute in my head. It makes sense here. As much as I hate it, it does make sense here. Like, we don't have it. We
but
can't
Pete Alonso was on your team last year.
Yeah.
And you won 83 games.
Well, that's
Edwin
not
Diaz was on your team last year. You won 83 games.
That's not Pete's fault.
Whose fault was it, though? I mean, those were the key guys on the team last year, and they just didn't get it done.
I think they need pitching.
What's the plan? Should I clip that segment for Mets fans?
Tell it when Ben tells them to shut up and eat the soup. It's actually smart what they're doing. Yeah, do it, Paulie.
Aztecs pick up a big win last night. We'll talk about it next year on The Fan.